Infowars.com/show.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, and Infowars.com, band.video. Taking your calls this segment, and we'll go directly out to them. Let's go to Jay in Illinois. Go ahead, Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How's it going today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Outside of the insanity.
Of the insanity? Hey, the insanity's fun, right, man. This is what it's all about.
Well, then you're having a ball.
Better believe it.
I mean, Trump has just been off the rails for months now, and every day he gets worse and worse and worse, and then there's this thing today. I don't think he has any plan to actually relinquish power. I think that he has been told that he doesn't have to worry whether he maintains power or whether he sits in the background. I think that just like Alex has mentioned before, that it looks like he took over the Epstein blackmail control system. He may very well take over the election architecture control system and work that to his advantage, or just declare himself a dictator in the same way that Zelensky has in Ukraine.
You know, that's interesting. That's an interesting interpretation of this, basically saying that, I mean, that you think he'll do something before even the midterms? Because, I mean, he's sort of, you know, batting that around a little bit, going, you know, maybe we won't have elections. I mean, do you think he doesn't care about the midterm? Like, he's doing all this stuff that's polling negatively, but it doesn't matter because he's just not going to have elections, basically?
Looks at it from the perspective of, what are you going to do? You know, kind of the same way that the far left does. What are you going to do about it? I mean, sure, there are things that could be done, or maybe we finally do end up in a nuclear strike situation where Israel does something stupid to Iran. Russia and China basically said, you know, you nuke, we nuke, talking about Israel. But if that starts happening, then I think we're all basically in the soup at that point. But, you know, he'll just have such a crisis come up that it's like, well, you know, we can't switch horses in the middle of the stream. I'm suspending elections. I mean, he's smart enough, I think, even though he's basically lost his mind, he's smart enough to keep on changing his strategies and glomming on to whatever he thinks is going to work in the moment. This whole thing of coming out against Alex and Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and others, it's just insane. I mean, as you said, as Alex has said, as I've always known, he rode in on our wave, not vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And again, it's like, okay, if he's actually going to try to, you know, maintain power, and I don't think it's impossible, and I think, you know, they would require some sort of emergency. It would have to get really bad here, and they may be planning for that. But tell you what, if that happens, then it'll be Donald Trump and his Israeli sycophants versus all the conservatives that still believe in the rule of law, which are all the MAGA conservatives, which, you know, as much as they're willing to, you know, give Trump the benefit of the doubt, a lot of these people still, you know, believe in these things that, you know, aren't even really like all that valid anymore. You know, things that sort of have been abandoned a long time ago, yet they still believe in them and stick to them. Even though it harms their cause, like, they're not going to be okay with a president just making himself king, obviously. Like, no just traditional American conservative would be okay with it. Obviously, the entire left wing is going to be against it. And now all of us will be against it. So it'll be all of America versus Trump and his Israeli sycophants. And, like, even that is just not going to work. Like, if he wants to try to stay in office, like, then we will help the left drag him out. Like, it's, you know, why would you make enemies of us? This is just so, if that's his plan, then this is even a stupider move than I thought. That would be my conclusion there, is if he thinks that he's going to, you know, remain in office beyond, you know, his allotted time, then he's making the wrong enemies. That's all I'll say. So it's an interesting thought, and you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Let's go to William in Mississippi. Thanks so much for the call, Jay. Let's go to William in Mississippi. Go ahead, William. You're on the air.
Hey, you hear me all right?
I hear you great.
Yeah. So really, honestly, the hardcore Trump supporters, there's really nothing we can do with them. I got yelled at by a boomer today for simply saying that we're going to lose the midterms elections because he's gone absolutely crazy. And honestly, yeah, starting a new party, I think that's what we should do, is have a whole new party, because obviously the two-party system has failed us.
That's what I'm saying. And I've made the case before, because I know a third party is an exercise in futility in America, but that's always been before. This is like one of the only times that, like, yeah, we can come together. Both parties have a huge contingent that are sick of Israel and just want America to be free of Israel. If we can just come together on that, hey, let's have a coalition. Let's get together. Let's, you know, work on rooting out and destroying this pernicious, subversive influence, and then we can get back to just doing normal things that the American government should be doing. So, you know, I think now is the time to, and this Trump Truth social post could be the starting gun. I mean, this could really be a big and exciting thing where we can, you know, shatter the two-party paradigm and reach across the aisle and say, look, we're both Americans. We're on the same team. Whether we like it or not, we might disagree on some pretty fundamental things, but it doesn't matter until we get rid of the thing we all agree on, right? We can debate on where the ship should go, but first we got to bail out the water. That's essentially the case that we're in, the situation that we're in, is we are in a sinking boat that's going to bring us all down. So first we need to bail the water out. We need to get the Israeli influence out, and then we can bicker and debate over where the boat should go. But I think we should come together. I think we should abandon the two-party system, and I think we can make some compromises. I would be more than willing to make compromises that are intelligent and necessary, right? I would be, like, right now my stance is I think we should literally just do away with like 99% of government subsidies. Just if I was dictator, I would just go, we'll just do away with them. They just don't exist anymore. And it would be harsh, but necessary. I would do that. I'd be willing say, okay, let's have a little bit of a safety net, social safety net, whatever they call it. In exchange, can we shut the border? Because you have to admit, it doesn't make any sense to have a social safety net and an open border. That's nonsensical. So I want the border closed. You want welfare. I bet we can make a deal. Does that mean I'm a socialist and I am now on the side of the people who think you can live off the government all the time? No, absolutely not. But I think we could make a deal. I think we could come to some compromise. I think we could reasonably establish a system that benefits all Americans, as long as we weren't being deliberately divided constantly by people who find it useful to divide and conquer us. I think it's time for a third party, and I think Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones can be the seed. That's just me.
Funny enough, you know, Alberta has been, their secession movement keeps heating up. I think it'd be absolutely hilarious if we all just pack up our stuff and make Alberta new America.
rename it, new America. I like it. Thank you so much for the call, William. Got a lot more calls. Let's go to Michael in Ohio here. Michael, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, Michael Taylor. I'm going to get you on X. I just want to say, man, same thing I've been saying for quite a while, probably about since 2 months into Trump's last term, and this is coming from a guy, I voted for him 3 times. I got all my apprentices at work to vote for him. I'm an electrician, you know, and I got a bunch of 20-year-olds that had never voted to vote for him, and I feel bad, you know. I feel like I've misled them, but I was worried all along that Trump's part of this Epstein class that, you know, he's so used to getting what he wants his whole life, getting his way, that when he starts seeing us, you know, backlash against what he's doing, it really hurts his ego, man. And I think that's the reason he's going completely bonkers these days. It's just because his ego doesn't know how to handle the negative comment. And I agree, the two-party system is broke. You can't get a you can't be appointed as a Republican or Democrat candidate unless the party says so. So, you know, and my whole thing is if we start a third party, it could be just as easily corrupted. Whereas if we just flood the system with independent people in the elections, you know, you can run 20 independent. And like I told Owen Benjamin, I said, you know, we've seen what it did during the Trump election. I mean, he had to pull RFK into his administration just to keep that vote from getting split.
Yep.
And that's a strategy that we could use to our benefit. And I just kind of wonder what you think about that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think we got to do something. So again, it's almost kind of nice. It's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off. It's like, okay, no more. There's no more wondering about it. No more holding on to that small sliver of hope that maybe, just maybe, Trump is playing some sort of long game. It's just, it's been clear for a while that's not the case. But, you know, at the same time, we're in reality and we got to deal with, you know, what we have to deal with. And, you know, going back, I can't say I would not vote for Donald Trump. I mean, that's the thing. And even with all the stuff of the Iran war, like going back in time, would you vote for Kamala Harris? Again, I've said a million times, but if nothing else, the pardoning of the J6ers, that was huge. And that wouldn't have happened under Kamala. So it's not even like going back. It's like, well, we never should have supported him. It's just like, he's just disappointing. It's just a complete, utter 180 degree change and a complete disappointment. And, you know, learn our lesson and move on. So I don't know what else to do about it other than say that, you know, again, it would be different if anything he said was true. If like, I don't know, we were motivated by hatred, or if like, yeah, I don't know. It would be different if we'd behave differently, but especially for Alex. Again, I've been sort of down on Trump for a while, sort of ever since he bombed Iran the first time, you know, sort of, okay, we'll see what he does here type of thing. But Alex has been very much pro-Trump this entire time. So, again, if Alex had been hammering Trump for the last couple years and had really been a thorn in his side, and finally Trump is like breaks and is just like, fine, I'll acknowledge you and just like shut up already, it would feel completely different. The fact that we have been completely loyal, we have been completely supportive of him up until the war in Iran, the Epstein files, and the complete collapse on his part and from his nature completely reversing, then again, it's hard to feel like, oh, gee, we deserve this, we earn this, we, you know, this is what we ask. It's just like, no, it's just an outright senseless betrayal, and I don't know, there's not much, you know, logical happening here. Nothing logical going on. Just illogical. So, again, just sad. Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate it. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota now. Chad, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Harrison.
Howdy.
Going to back to Thomas Jefferson in his inaugural address and entangling alliances, and to see the foresight there of our founding father, one of our founding fathers, where he declared his devotion to peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none, and how that rings true to where we're at and what situation we will always be in if we play this lipstick, slap the lipstick on the pig situation that we have with our government. It's just getting to the point, and I'm in full agreement with the last two callers and what you guys were discussing about a third party. It seems as though it's pie in the sky, or it's always presented as pie in the sky, or, you know, something. And Mark Mitchell even talked about this back in November of trying to fix the Republican Party before it's too late. And that's long gone. I mean, I think that's more pie in the sky than the third party approach. And I think that that is where we need to go, and we need to simplify government. We need to make sure that we have beliefs that no matter what it is, where it becomes this political situation of people's beliefs that mean nothing to managing a country, because every one of those individuals would be fired if they were in a company running it the way that they are. And it's right. All it is it's, we're just getting to the point where it's, like I said, the lipstick, slapping the lipstick on the pig is this fiat situation that we have where, you know, we think that we're going to be able to just make this last and we can just make it continue. And I think Trump, honestly, I've voted for him 3 times. I think if we could have captured him and had the wedge or kept the wedge there and kept him away from the neocons, the establishment, the donors, I truly believe that I don't think it was a pull the rug out kind of thing always set up. I don't believe in that, but you know, hey, whatever. I just see that as soon as that situation with Doge, I think they realized that it's time to slap the lipstick on the pig. This is unattainable. We are not going to be able to make this work, and we got to do whatever we can, because corruption, all of the corruption, all that money, that prints money. That all prints money you just keep printing money. It's time we need to get back to a simple contracts within government where limited terms. And if you go away, if you stray away, like what President Trump did this term, where he strays and he's not resolute on his Agenda 47 for domestic policy, you're out. Like, you can't do that. And it's just, it's frustrating, but I'm glad to hear everybody just talking about the same things. I think the synergy is there and it's great. And also your JCPOA talk about that, I think that is absolutely crucial in understanding and the whole process of that situation that went wrong there.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you start digging into that stuff, and I'm glad that you've been talking about it. So thanks for the time, Harrison. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, interestingly enough, there's been a video that's gone viral online, and it's a video that I reference quite a bit about Jordan Schachel or whatever his name is. He put out a thing saying, "I think Tucker Carlson works for a foreign government," and so then people are posting this video of Jordan Schachel, whatever his name is, from the documentary The Lobby, and it's something I reference all the time. So, you know, it's kind of nice that this video is going around now. Obviously, it's ironic because here's a foreign operative admitted, like he's on hidden camera going, "I'm an agent for Israel," but it's secret, it's undercover. Like, he's literally an undercover operative for a foreign thing. He's on camera in a PBS documentary or an Al Jazeera documentary about it. So hilarious. That's like so typical. Pretty much everybody calling for investigating foreign involvements is actually an Israeli agent. Again, just hilarious irony there. But that documentary, the full thing, the full Lobby documentary, the whole thing is about the unified, concerted, monolithic push by the Jewish community in America to defeat the JCPOA. The whole thing. It's all about, and it's the thing that they say, and I've used it as an example a lot, but they have undercover video of one of these events where a bunch of Jewish people gather in a hotel room in New York, and they all put down, you know, whatever the maximum is, the personal maximum for a donation. Then they combine them all together, so you have like a $50,000 donation that you're about to offer somebody, and you say, "We represent the Jewish community in America, and we want this one thing." And the one thing that they want is get rid of the JCPOA. We want somebody, and it doesn't matter what else you believe. They could be talking to a leftist, a right winger, abortion, pro-life. None of that matters. They want you aligned on one thing. And so you have this happen in cities all over the country. And what you end up with is a bunch of politicians with a whole bunch of different beliefs from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, believe in a whole bunch of different things, but they all happen to align on this one thing, which is getting rid of the JCPOA. So that was a major, major impetus. And I believe Al Jazeera filmed that documentary in something like 2014. Around then, it would have been probably shortly after the JCPOA. But, you know, it's not unlikely that that was a key component of why Trump got elected in the first place. Because the Jewish community here was desperate to get rid of the JCPOA because that was preventing Israel from attacking Iran, because it actually allowed Iran to continue to develop and operate and be not a nuclear threat. They didn't want that. They wanted them to be a nuclear threat because they wanted to attack them, just like Benjamin Netanyahu sent $35 million a month to Hamas because they were the violent faction and they wanted to eventually go to war and physically destroy Gaza, not make peace and a deal with them. Exactly the same thing with Iran, only they used the American government and may have very well gotten Trump elected explicitly and specifically just to get rid of the JCPOA, which we're now seeing the, all of that come to total fruition. So, yeah, the JCPOA is not like just like some small thing. If you watch the Lobby documentary, all four episodes, I think it is, it's all about how the Jewish community in America were absolutely on the march, like treating it like a war and just sending people to, it was two things. It was getting the JCPOA and it was the BDS movement. And they were very scared of the BDS movement, the boycott, divest, sanction. So go watch The Lobby and you'll learn how all this stuff operates in real time. We have time for one more call. Let's go to Patriot Independence in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison?
How you
Patriot
doing?
Independence out of the CIA captured state of Virginia.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Yep. I just, I'm after what Trump did with what he did on Easter and now the way he's doing Alex, I'm just done with him, man. It's one person that literally fought and risked everything for Trump for, was it, over 10 years, and he lost damn near everything because of, and this is how he's treated because of it all, because he wants to tell the truth and prevent the whole world from being destroyed. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And, if he's willing to do that to a lot of, his day one supporters, it's obvious to see the way he's taken this country right now. It's just a big disappointment. And it's like the founders, what that last caller said about Thomas Jefferson. When any form of government becomes destructive of the people, it is the right and duty of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new one.
Yeah.
But it's like I say, everybody's a patriot until it's time to do patriot shit.
It's long overdue, but you're pointing out something. I don't know if you meant to, but what your call made me think of is like, there's a difference between being mad at somebody because like you actually genuinely believe that they don't know what's best for themselves, if you know what I mean. So like, a lot of times I'm on here expressing frustration because I'm like, you idiot, you absolute morons. We're trying to help you. Or like, going to war in Iran is not getting them farther from a nuclear weapon. It's getting them closer, you absolute morons. Killing Muammar Gaddafi was not a great blow against Muslims worldwide. It's the thing that opened up. So it's like, okay, I agree with you, but you're being dumb because you don't understand how your actions are against your own interests. Like, I get frustrated at that a lot. That's not what's happening here. This is not Trump saying, oh, these people are stupid because they don't understand, what's good for them. He's basically saying, I'm glad that bad things are happening to them. This isn't like, hey, if Alex Jones had only listened to me, then maybe he wouldn't have been sued and bankrupted. He's saying, no, I'm glad he got sued and bankrupted. I like that, and I'm in favor of that. So it's just a whole different attitude. And because as you're pointing it out, it's like, if he can do this to his number, day one supporters, it kind of puts into perspective, like, how does he feel about America? I don't know. This doesn't, if this Truth Social post reflects how he actually feels about regular Americans, which all these people are. I mean, these people don't have institutional power. They're just individuals who are popular because they're right and good at what they do. And he is like really hates them. He really hates all these people and he really wants bad things to happen to them. And we didn't do anything to him. We're not the ones who made him side with Israel and close the Epstein files. So, when you look at him in America, it's like, well, now, I don't know. It's hard to see the destruction of America that's happened under his watch as anything other than what he wanted. He's probably happy about it. He's probably mocking America in the background. That's who he really is. It was revealed in his Truth Social post.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.